And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the It's more than two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. On this Saturday evening, it's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Holidays be damned. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up, I'm going to say around about an hour and 15-ish. Let's call it the midnight 20 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Like I said, we've got a little bit of extra time tonight because we are now in the official holiday season here at the Tufts University. And for this holiday season, every other week, while the students are away, I'll be able to go a little long. So, we'll work with that as best we can. Because why not? Why not indeed? So last week, your titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., and I, we caucused for a moment and thought it'd be good to do a show about the kinds of food I'm having to eat while I am still over in the Clompatorium at Babyland instead of in the main house while the renovations are wrapping up. Yes, more slowly than one might have hoped. But I digress. Not having a kitchen, I made myself up a little fake kitchen over here, where I have my trusty Vitamix for my daily smoothies. I have a toaster oven, and an electric skillet. It's remarkable what you can do with just those items, but it has definitely changed my approach to food whilst I've been in this situation. I do like to cook a lot, so this has limited me a little bit. I've had to make a few changes, and so last week, we were going to do this show about what kind of foods I'm making over here. Instead, we decided to go with the Y'all Obit show, and I held this one for the next week. And that was a good decision, because between the time that I wrapped up the program and the time that the program went on the air, we had a fire in the kitchen. The fake kitchen, that is. The fire extinguisher made an appearance. It was a mess. But there was no damage done, other than just some tortilla chips. Everything turned out just fine, thank you. But it made me know that the show still had to be about the food over here and that fire in the kitchen right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Fire in the kitchen! You're going down. I thought you said you was tired. Gonna be sorry, sorry, what you wishing? Why you stood up and there's a fire in the kitchen? A woman cool, a woman wicked. Well, she never blushed, she just wears red. Them ass, why'd you go and kiss her? Why you stood up when there's a fire in the kitchen? Why drive that through the gas at the station? Why do you get a gas in ovation? Why do the crime? Why go to prison? Why do the drug and nothing else have a vision? Why feel a woman that's cold and vicious? Why you stood up when there's a fire in the kitchen? Goes on fire. Do a black face, kiss a man, hot car wire. When the boys got home, I didn't want to listen. Why beat the devil when there's a fire in the kitchen? We'll be right back.
Jam.
Discrimination breeds in the Ralph supermarket on Venice and Overland. Not in employee opportunities, race, age, or sex, nothing like that, but rather in the temperature-controlled depths of the frozen food section. My classmate Martina pointed this out to me one day. She and I were both on aisle 9 going for mixed frozen vegetables. We were making Spanish rice for a big fundraiser later that night. Now Martina was no cook. She was an activist. Maybe what you'd call militant, and maybe what you'd call serious, but still, I liked to hang out with her. She was smart. Anyway, the vegetables make it, you know, colorful, festive-like. And since we both thought veg-all was gross, and there was no way we were going to cut down carrots to micro-mini-cubes, or pick peas out of their casings like her mama does, frozen veggies would have to do. Seconds after she opened the glass door, Martina said,
"Look! Look at this!"
She pulled out two frosted bags from the bottom compartment.
"Malibu-style vegetables. And check this out. Latino-style vegetables, as if we all eat alike. I've never seen this. Man, even in the lousy freezer, they divide and they discriminate."
"Martina," I asked her, "they're vegetables. How can they be discriminating?" She went on,
"Man, you don't even see it. You're so unaware. Look at this picture. Latino-style vegetables. They have the vegetables cut up all small. Like, what's that supposed to mean? Like, little food for little people, little minds, little significance? And this Malibu kind, the broccoli, the carrots are cut up large, all big and grand, like of great worth or something. The cauliflower, which is white, is the biggest vegetable in the picture, overpowering all of the rest."
"Oh, Martina," I told her, "you're seeing something that just isn't there. You're crazy to get worked up over vegetables. Now just grab a bag and let's go."
"I'm not crazy. This is how it starts. And look at this. The Latino-style vegetables are all spilling out of this wicker basket, all overflowing, messy-like, insinuating that we are overflowing, overcrowding what they think is their land. And what's with this wicker basket? You know, we don't use baskets to cart our food around. The Malibu-style vegetables are all neat and in order, properly arranged in a nice white porcelain crock. No problem causing vegetables here. They're orderly, dignified.
Dignified vegetables? Martina, is there such a thing? I was getting so embarrassed. People were starting to look at us. But she was no longer paying attention. I had lost her to her newfound cause. Martina continued to prove her point.
And look at this! The packaging! Malibu-style kind is labeled from Ralph's private selection. Private as in not everyone is welcome, no entry to you, especially you, wetback. Go back! Go back!
By this time, a small crowd had formed. Everyone was listening to Martina. She didn't care. She continued.
Malibu style are twice as expensive as Latino style. Why? Are they better vegetables? Did white people from Malibu pick them themselves? Did they take off from some corporate meeting early or leave the tennis court mid-game to fly up north, put on their designer jeans to get on their hands and knees to pick their own kind of vegetables? Did they? Did they?
Martina waved the bags overhead and then flung them to the ground. The crowd cheered as an array of green, orange, and white exploded on the supermarket floor. She stomped on the soggy, newly integrated vegetables, mashing them into the linoleum. And then this extraordinary thing happened. One by one, people started to pull frozen produce bags out of the freezer compartments. I saw a Korean woman and her two children stomp on Oriental-style vegetables. A young guy in cowboy boots kicked country-style vegetables down the aisle toward the checkout lines, and a handsome dark-haired man ripped apart a bag of Italian-style vegetables. More and more people began to pull bags out of the compartments, destroying the corporate invention of stereotypes in a bag. Martina stood back by the Sara Lee frozen desserts to enjoy the beauty of the revolt she had created. But her clenched fist victory was soon interrupted. An angry and overweight manager pushed his way through the crowd and ordered a breakup.
You!
He said, pushing his finger into Martina's chest.
Are trying to incite a riot in my store. You see this here?
He pointed to his name badge, which stated Bob G. Smith, store director.
I'm in charge here. I want you to take your friend and get out of here now.
Martina picked up a plastic handbasket and threw our other groceries onto the floor. The crowd cheered even louder. She looked straight into the store manager's eyes and said,
take your finger out of my face. I'd rather shop at Pavilions than come back to your sorry store. You have a lot to learn, Mr. Store Director.
Martina then grabbed my arm and started to pull me through the crowd, but suddenly I didn't feel like leaving. This was exciting. I pulled back and asked, hey, why are we leaving now? I mean, things are just starting to happen. We could snag a bag of frozen fries or some ice cream. Maybe we'll get arrested. Maybe we'll get on TV. Martina stopped and turned around. She looked even more furious. She then looked straight into my eyes and said,
this isn't about excitement, free food, or getting on TV. Man, you really have a lot to learn.
She let my arm drop, broke through the crowd, and headed for the front glass doors. She left behind a new revolution of liberated consumers, the vegetables we no longer needed, no longer wanted. And she left behind me, thinking just how smart she really is.
There's a big fat turkey or maybe a ham, brown fluffy biscuits all covered with jam, blackberry, huckleberry, mince and pumpkin pies. If you don't watch out, you're gonna double your size. Mommy's in the kitchen, daddy's at the tree, little boys and girls all shouting with glee. Granny sets the table, everything's in place. When she says, come and get it, you'll really see a race. Look at the giblet gravy.
Mm-mm.
And the big brown drumsticks.
Mm-mm.
Daddy says, don't get the tummy ache. Here comes your mother with a big fruit cake. There's a floating custard and pudding too. Oodles and oodles for me and you. I'll say one thing and you must agree. What a happy, happy time Christmas dinner can be.
look at the giblet gravy. And the big brown drumsticks. Daddy says, don't get the tummy ache. Here comes your mother with a big fruit cake. There's a floating custard and pudding too. Oodles and oodles for me and you. I'll say one thing, and you must agree. What a happy, happy time Christmas dinner can be. Now they're all together, what a bountiful fare. Mother sits down next to baby's high chair. Daddy folds his hands and bows his head. Let's all do the same, for there's thanks to be said. Dear Lord, we thank thee for this food. Bless us together and make us good. Enter our hearts and cast out sin. Bring peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Spaghetti, spaghetti all over the place. Up to my elbows, up to my face. Over the carpet, under the chairs. Into the hammock, wound round the stairs. Filling the bathtub, covering the desk. Making the sofa a mad, mushy mess. The party is ruined. I'm terribly worried. The guests have all left, unless they're all buried. I told them, bring presents. I said, throw confetti. I guess they heard me wrong. They all threw spaghetti.
Hey, hey, Senor Waiter, we're here tonight. Me and my baby gonna do it upright. Turn the tablecloth over, here's a peso for you. Tequila for the crowd, and tacos for two. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. They warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what you do with tacos for two. Hey, hey, Senor Waiter, better bring us a beer. This hot green soup is sure delicious here. And in case you haven't noticed, would you look at that? That girl is a-dancing on top of your hat. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. They warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what you do with tacos for two. Hey, hey, Senor Waiter, these tacos look great. Put some clothes on the stripper so I can eat. And tell a guitar player to do us a song. Play Rancho Grande and we'll sing along. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. They warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what you do with tacos for two.
Went home last night.
Everything closed up?
As hungry as I could be.
As tired as you could be, I suppose, old man.
Said to myself, I'll have some noodle soup for me.
Slippery, ain't it?
When I got there, the cupboard was bare.
Say, how's old Mother Hubbard anyway?
Man, that's a sad affair. Got oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
But no soup. Got poodles and noodles.
Poodles and noodles.
Poodles and noodles.
Poodles and noodles.
Boom, boom, ba-da-da-da-da. But no soup. Can't sip.
Can't sip.
Can't drip.
Can't drip.
Can't mop.
Can't mop.
Can't sop.
Can't sop.
Got
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
But no soup. I got beans for my lima, but no lima. Beef for my bouillon, but no bouillon. Clams for my chowder, but no chowder. Mock for my turtle, but no turtle.
Got oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles. But no soup. But no soup. But no soup.
Can't sip, can't sip, can't drip,
can't drip,
can't mop,
can't mop,
can't sup,
can't sup.
Got oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles. But no soup.
Got beans for my lima, but no lima.
Beef for my bouillon, but no bouillon. Clams for my chowder, but no chowder. Mock for my turtle, but no turtle.
Beans, beef, clams, mock. Where is my favorite dish?
Soup. Got oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles. But no soup. But no soup.
Eat pizza. Eat pizza down on the side street where you and I.
Travel, I'm eating soups. Bought a coupe and fits me well. Where we live, it's like a spell. So get the bag, all you need. Can't complain, we were free. Need for speed, slow it down. Want some weed, here's a pound. What's your town, throw it up. Make a baby, sip it cup. Life is tough, don't make it worse. Find my drops, we all need shirts. Who's the judge, you are on your ballot. You put smoked salmon on your salad. Make some oatmeal, slice of apple. You can do it, razzle dazzle. Keep buying car, keep me up to date. Drip the oil, change the brakes. Sticker for the license plates. Price went up, magistrate. Are you a judge, can I state my grievance? Sorta lost, let's get even. Command, take your children, keep rooms clean inside the building. What a feeling, keep it going, wheeling, dealing. Make a pie, slice an apple, you can do it, razzle dazzle. I know sometimes that we all feel baffled. It's your turn in the game of Scrabble. Crack the sink, don't got spackle. Got a bet, and a team can't tackle. Lesson learned, there's no shortcuts. Switch out your letters, just don't give up. Or if you do, just say you did. Learn to shuffle, play some bridge. Don't want kids, that's all fine. Focus on, don't got time. Weekend girlfriend, wine enzyme. Compound chain, tell me what's your kind. Who's your judge inside your ballot? Do you put smoked salmon on your salad? Friend don't call, do you feel invalid? Did you think you live in a palace? It's alright, just use your legs. Keep it simple like boiled eggs. Make some oatmeal, slice of apple. You can do it, razzle dazzle. It's not a hassle, it's a blessing. Feel confused, what's the question? Be a dancer, are you a cancer? Did you think you live in New Hampshire? Have a Volvo, look at you go. Move to the rhythm and feel the tempo. Are you a Shinto? Are you a Shinto? Tiny hippo. Amulet set by the window. Ain't that grand when you think of man? At least for me, I need a plan. You want to talk, then we can. If you don't, we'll thank you, man. It's alright, trying to change you. Do your thing, just don't be painful. Don't be silly, have some codes. Valleys, plains, graceful groves. Do you feel bored? Well, I suppose. At least take shower, I change my clothes. Test the water, just dip your toes. Water cool, it only has two dogs. What's the ballot on your salad? Do you feel that you are invalid? If your friend don't call, what would you do?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're thinking about all the wacky foods that I have had while residing in the Babyland Annex during some home renovations. We always know that you're interested and concerned about whatever is happening here at Babyland, and so I wanted to make sure I brought you into the process so you would know exactly what was happening. But we've got plenty more silliness left to go as we're on the run-up to the radio obituaries. We'll come back and do those in just a bit. So back to the silliness right now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm my fingers, more yams. Today it's curry, tomorrow it's curry. Oh, turmeric makes my finger. Today.
Potato salad. this cat that walks into a restaurant, orders a bowl of noodle soup. And he drinks the noodle soup. He gets up, leaves the restaurant, and don't pay for the noodle soup. Man, this upsets the waiter. Boy, this cat is mad as hell. And he said, I'm going to find this damn cat. Man, can you imagine a cat walking out and don't pay for a 30-cent bowl of noodle soup? So then he follows the cat out of the restaurant and asks the guy at the door. He said, did you see where that cat went that just walked out this door? The man said, he just went right straight across there, went straight to that hotel. This waiter dashed over to the hotel, and the guy at the desk told him that the cat had gone upstairs. And man, this waiter went upstairs. Now he's mad. He's hopping mad. And he just opened the door. Baby, this cat is really taking care of business. He didn't even take time to lock the door. He's up there with a broad, and he's making it, man. He is making it in the oral way. You understand? So, you think, well, different strokes for different folks. So the cat stopped and he said, wait a minute. He said, do you know you walked out the damn restaurant and you didn't pay for that bowl of soup? Cat just looked up just as cool and said, there was a hair in it. So he said, man, what do you mean? Doing what you're doing and you talking about there's a hair in it. He said, yeah, and if there's a noodle in this, I ain't gonna pay for this.
Alcohol flake cheese pressed out of milk requires no sneeze, no relation to self. On plates evident relieving partial hunger. Cost more than a cent, but a delicious wonder. Cost more than a cent, but a delicious wonder. Cost more than a cent, but a delicious wonder.
Massage. it was more than plugger, dosage more than Daisy Age. Conversation through a rule, which the crowd will roar by millions. The crocodile said, Dove, you must look for now the villains try to hold you underwater. But one thing we all must heed, Sony Walkmans keep us walking. De La Soul can help you breathe when you tread water. Water. As I walked along my journey, I thought, what have I just learned? In a flash, I saw commotion. There was movement in these ferns. Silently, the silence came. Was it the end of my world? I shouted out in fear, who's there? It's me, said Mr. Squirrel. I've searched for you all over. Now you're found, no time to waste. We must find the preacher man. We must find the PA Mace. For my population's dying, and we're all in tune to doom. Like your daisy, I need water, I need chestnuts to consume. Mr. Squirrel, I said, I'm sorry, but the problem can't be solved if there's no one here to help and no one to get involved. Always look to the positive and never drop your head, for the water will engulf us if you do not dare to tread. So let's tread water. Tread water. Now one weary day I woke, my alarm said plug time's up. Spilt my bath up with the water, goggled with my goggle cup. As I bathed, I felt a presence, and I'm sort of ticklish. I looked down and then around, and I heard, hi, I'm Mr. Fish. How do you do? As for me, I'm in tip-top shape today, 'cause my water's clean and no one's menu says fresh fish fillet. See, I look past all my worries, which is something you must do. Throw your fed up, throw your head up with this advice from me to you, and that's to tread water. Tread water. As the day went unexplained, time was finding nothing fun. As I walked along the sidewalk, I heard, excuse me, plug one, plug from one, my plug soul, they lied, that is. I hollered, yes, are you talking to me? No alarming, he said, let me introduce myself, I'm Mr. Monkey. Mr. Monkey, I pledge you slap of five, now how does your problem meet? He said, my bananas are at their ripest, but they all stand at 3 feet. My swinging hand is bandaged up, could you help me with this chore? I brought him down to the native shop and brought him copies of the De La Store, which assisted well in his elevation. Now all bananas was at his grasp. He decided with this accomplished, he would put me onto the path. He told me to live by the inner sound, y'all, which would bring me health and showbiz. Then to use them, not abuse them, and remember the word that got me to him, and that is the tread water. Tread water. Tread water.
It was a terrible taco night. Terrible taco night. The meat was really dry, the onions made us cry. It was a terrible taco night. Terrible taco night. Terrible taco night. The shells were all cracked, someone sat on the back. It was a terrible taco night. It really wasn't funny that the sour cream was running.
There were carrots instead of shredded cheese.
The olives were yucky, it wasn't very lucky.
These are refried beans.
Gross. Yadda 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 yadda.
Perhaps we should consider ordering a pizza.
The lettuce was moldy.
They forgot the guacamole.
It was a
terrible taco night. Terrible taco night. Terrible taco night.
The nachos were stale.
It's better food in jail.
And there was no dessert.
Yes, it was the word. There was a terrible taco night.
Back away slowly from the picante.
Nuts. Anybody here want to buy my nuts? Selling nuts. Hard nuts. I've got nuts for sale. Selling one for five, two for ten. If you buy them once, you'll buy them again. nuts for sale. Now you see that man all dressed in brown. He's got the hottest nuts in town, selling nuts. Hot nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man. Nuts, hot nuts, anybody here wanna buy my nuts, selling nuts. Hot nuts, I've got nuts for sale. When a hog get hungry, he starts to grunt. When a man get hungry, he starts to hunt for nuts. Hot nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man, I say. Buy 'em from the peanut man.
Guys like Trader Joe's. I love Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is the best, right? But I all kind of feel like we're lying to ourselves a little bit with Trader Joe's. Like we're kind of under this group think that Trader Joe's is, what's the word, healthy? The packaging looks healthy. The people look granola-y, but it kind of stops there. It's like, what'd you get at Trader Joe's? 20 assorted ice creams and 10 artisanal pizzas, but the pizza had chia seeds in it. So it's like super healthy. It's pizza. They have those free samples at Trader Joe's. Love free samples. I'll go anywhere for a free sample. Like, I'll go to a war zone if there's a free sample. This part where I, like, act out the war zone, but you knew that was coming. Like, oh, she's going to do that and say that. And yeah, I get it. I could do that. People are really friendly at the checkout, like, almost too friendly. Like, this isn't friendlies. I just want to get my groceries and get out. Avoid all eye contact and get the fuck out. How dare you be nice to me?
Yeah! Yeah! Don't wanna see no smoke coming out of that toaster. Don't wanna see no smoke coming out of that toaster. It's my last piece of bread and there's no more butter. Don't want to see no smoke coming out of that toaster. Yeah, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's your pleasure. Thank you.
When you're near that certain corner and you smell that certain smell, it's the old pizza maker with his gummy mozzarella. How the kiddies cluster round him, for they love his pizza so. And that old pizza maker keeps rolling in the dough. How he merrily pops the pies in the oven, although he drops quite a few. But he wipes them off with his grimy sleeve, and soon they're as good as new. Soon those happy days are over, but in our hearts he will remain just the old pizza spreading happiness and domain. In our hearts, he will remain. ask the old pizza maker, spreading happiness, and I guess happiness.
Sitting on the couch with you and the cat.